In the first reading today from the prophet Jeremiah, he says, "In those days, in that time," he doesn't say, "at some time, someday," but "in those days, at that time," the prophet is speaking specifically, with specificity. And it reminds me of the gospel for the midnight mass for Christmas, where St. Luke says, "In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken through the whole empire. In those days, and at that time, in that place," very specific, to locate it in history and time with specificity. You know, St. Matthew, for example, gives us that long genealogy of Jesus, for example. Again, this isn't a story that we're hearing. You know, a bedtime story begins, "Once upon a time." You know, that's very vague, isn't it? You know, "once upon a time," you know, "a long time ago, far, far away," or something like that. Yeah, I'm just sort of very vague, fuzzy, because that's make-believe, right? A bedtime story is make-believe. What the prophet Jeremiah is talking about, what St. Luke is talking about, is not make-believe. It is true history. It is the true history of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is truth itself. And so it's spoken of with specificity. We know that when Jesus came the first time, he came at a particular place, at a particular time. You know, today it's interesting. We have these carvings that come from that place, from Bethlehem. That's where Jesus came the first time. You can go there. I have been there. It's wonderful. And I can't go back in time, but you can go to the place. And that is what when we speak of the second coming of Christ, and that's what the beginning of Advent is really about. That gospel today, for example, it's about his second coming when he returns in glory. That too will happen at a particular time and at a particular place. Again, it's not a make-believe story. It's going to happen at a particular time and at a particular place. But when and where? Well, you know, we are told, the Lord himself says, you know, no one knows the time or the hour nor the place. And yet, it's interesting, St. Paul says, now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation. This coming that we await is now, and it's here. In just a few minutes, in the Eucharistic prayer, you will hear, "This is my body. This is the cup of my blood. This is the mystery of faith." And we ask you humbly, Almighty God, that this offering be taken to your presence, to your altar in heaven, by the hands of your angel, so that those who receive the body and blood of your Son, participating at this altar, will receive every grace and blessing. Here, now, The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. In this Mass, you enter eternity. At this altar, you enter heaven. It's not once upon a time. It's not someday. It's here. It's now. And so, as the gospel says, wake up. Be vigilant. Stand erect. Raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Now is the time. Now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation.